Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision. And in this clip, Allison Carr from Your Credit Union Partner, had to check my other screen here. Allison was one of the group leaders as well of the kind of the breakout groups here. And so she kind of summarized what was discussed in her group during the gathering. And a lot of what was talked about in her group was CUSO. They talked about CUSOs a lot and all the opportunities out there for credit unions to leverage the CUSOs that are out there ready to serve credit unions. And also they talked about getting the story out about credit unions, how credit unions need to tell their stories much, much better in a more vocal way. Don't be shy. Don't be the best kept secret anymore. So really, really good stuff here from Allison. So check it out.
The themes, I mean, it's enlightening to see that we are all on the same page in terms of what our pain points are and what we identify as opportunities. I'll just call out a few things. When it comes to strategic influence, do we have the leadership determination and the will to invest the time and the effort to really act on our strategy, to serve our members and to support our staff? We've always talked about how credit unions are the best kept secret. So how are we getting our story out, not just to our members and our communities, but to other strategic partners and other credit unions, so that we can, I think it was Patsy that said that we can leverage that scale and come together around the common issue. I love that Shauna talked about we really need to improve our storytelling and, amp up our voices and not just be the loudest voice, but be a meaningful and offer solutions through that megaphone and change our vernacular. I mean, we all cued in on, we like boutique, we like niche, small, that immediately puts us in a defensive situation and an us versus them. So we really need to let go of some of those sacred cows, both in how we communicate and work together externally and internally, recognizing it's ultimately about the member experience. So if we're supporting our teams, we're supporting our members. And then finally, we had an individual in our group that really didn't know about NACUSO, and we had a very large conversation around CUSOs and their role in the credit union movement and the opportunity. And we all know about, I will assume we all know about the big, co-op and PSCU and, CU Direct. But what about the smaller ones that are maybe state specific or league or regional? And how can we, leverage those resources to create a larger impact? So again, lots of common themes. I will close with something that Sarah brought up. So I think I put it in the chat, but fear was also a common theme in that we're just afraid to fail. We're afraid to act. We're afraid to ask for help. We're afraid that egos will get in the way and that will be at a disadvantage to us. So the credit union fear factor, I'm going to give Sarah credit for that. The next Underground Collision can just be all about the fear factor and how our own fears, whether it's personal fears or organizational fears, are holding us back from being able to move forward.
Thank you very much, Allison, and stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Collision here on CU Broadcast.